The symptoms of long COVID have no similarities to the original symptoms of COVID-19. That is according to general medical practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant, who said long COVID symptoms can continue for months and years.
Long COVID is essentially having persistent symptoms as a result of COVID that lasts for 8 to 12 weeks after being initially diagnosed with COVID. But long COVID, you have persistent symptoms that's related to the original infection. And these symptoms quite often have no similarity to the original symptoms. And COVID, a lot of people equate it to just another flu. But the flu primarily affects the respiratory tract, the nasal passages, the throat, the lungs. But long COVID is as a result of the COVID germ, which is known as SARS-CoV-2. And SARS-CoV-2 has a liking or an affinity for a particular type of receptor within our bodies. And this receptor is called the ACE2 receptor. And you have a high concentration of these receptors in certain organ systems. Besides the respiratory tract and the lungs, you also have a high concentration in the brain, in the heart, in the kidneys, in the liver, in the pancreas, in the gastrointestinal tract, in the blood vessels. And as a result, when COVID gets into our body, the infection and the germ spreads through our bloodstream, it can, using a Vincentian Caribbean term, it can latch on to a number of organs that allows it to bind to these organs because of the receptors present within these organ systems. And as a consequence, you can have symptoms going on for months, even years.
General medical practitioner, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, a world-renowned British virologist says while it is difficult to assess the true state of the COVID-19 situation in Barbados, all indications point to widespread infection. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in St. Kitts Nevis since the outbreak now stands at 2,753. Internationally, a new analysis says Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are making combined profits of $65,000 every minute from their highly successful COVID-19 vaccines, while the world's poorest countries remain largely unvaccinated. Meanwhile, drug maker Pfizer Inc. has signed a deal with a UN-backed group to allow other manufacturers to make its experimental COVID-19 pill, a move that could make the treatment available to more than half of the world's population. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.